up to Josh of separating liquids or whatever. We've gone already through quite a few different possibilities of squeezing juices from fruit and squeezing liquids out of things that were cooked with liquids, where the juice was not part of the thing itself. It was introduced to the thing by cooking or by soaking. And then we said with things that are edible, things that are not edible, went through sponges. Okay, now we'll go to another aspect of mefarek, of dosh, separating liquids from a solid, is milking cows, is a Torah prohibition of mefarek. It's not much like squeezing liquids out of a fruit, is taking the milk out of the cow. And in that respect, the cow is considered gedulei karka. It's considered something that grows from the ground, because it grows, it lives from things that grow from the ground. So it's considered growing from the ground. And it also applies to nursing. So even though a woman is allowed to nurse on Shabbos, okay, let's go to the back to the cows first. The milking cows on Shabbos, if you milk the milk into a container where the milk is edible, then you're over Nisa Doraisa, milking on Shabbos. However, if you're milking in order that the cow shouldn't have pain, because you have to milk the cows because otherwise it causes them tremendous pain, you're allowed to milk the cow if the milk goes to waste. So you're not milking for the sake of the milking, you're milking for the sake of the cow. And then and the liquid never collects to be a liquid, it goes to waste, that's mutter. But that's a big waste of milk. Right? In other words, that's not a great thing for companies to do, to milk all their cows down the drain. But that's basically what has to be done on Shabbos, unless you have automatic milking machines or whatever that can do the job automatically, then there are heterim to have cows milked on Shabbos. But otherwise, the only way to do it manually is milking the milk either down the drain or into a container where there's already something in the container first that makes the milk inedible. Poison, whatever. Soap, something that would make it totally inedible. But if you milk it into a container and then put something into it that makes it inedible, that's still awesome. Because basically the milk is milk, you could have drunk it, now you made it inedible, that's irrelevant. And the same thing goes with a woman. To nurse, for a woman to nurse a baby, where the baby directly drinks the milk, that's no problem at all. That's mutter on Shabbos, obviously. The problem is only where a woman would want to express the milk into a kli for the baby, where it doesn't go directly to the baby. There, most cases, that's usher to do. And the only time be mutter if it's pikuach nefesh, if the baby can't get any nourishment besides that, it's the only way for the baby to get nourishment, right, is by expressing the milk into a kli and then giving it to the baby. But that's pikuach nefesh. That has nothing to do with the normal halachas of Shabbos. But if it's not pikuach nefesh, a woman cannot express the milk into a kli, even if she means that the baby should drink it like that. However, a woman is allowed to express the milk down the drain or into a kli, which makes the milk undrinkable in order to, for her own sake. That's mutter. Okay. Now, next thing. Any questions on that? Milking or whatever? Okay, next. Next thing is crushing ice or snow to make a liquid. Okay? So there are two problems with this. The main opinion of why the Gemara says that you can't crush ice or snow is because of dosh. Because it looks like squeezing juice out of fruit. So it's a rabbinic prohibition because it's very similar. If people see you squeezing snow to get the liquid out, or ice to get the liquid out, they'll think you can squeeze fruit too. So the rabbis prohibit it. So that's one reason why it's also, and that's the main idea. There's another opinion, and that's not the majority opinion. It's a very, a minority opinion. And that is mishum molid, because you're creating something new. You're taking a solid and creating a new liquid that wasn't here. It has nothing to do with dosh, and we'll see what I'm saying. There's differences between what the prohibition is. You're making something new. Okay. Now, what would be the difference? The difference would be like this. If the idea is that you're taking a liquid out of a solid then it doesn't make a difference if you can see the liquid, you can't see the liquid. If you have ice in a glass and you squeeze it or crush it to make more water, it's also awesome. It doesn't make a difference if you're making the liquid into another liquid or by itself. But if the idea is molded, that you're creating a new thing, there wasn't a liquid here, and now you're creating from a solid a liquid, if the ice is already in a liquid, and you're expressing that liquid now into an existing liquid, then it's not, what's it called, it's not nicker, that's not called molded. Molded is only where, until now you saw a solid, now you see a liquid. That's something new. But if until now there was a liquid, and there was a solid in it, and now you're just taking some of that solid, making it into a liquid, and it's into the liquid itself, there's no problem. Another difference would be if you didn't squeeze it, or crush it, or whatever, to make the liquid. If the idea is, because it's like squeezing fruit, you have to do something. You have to do something positive, right, active, to take that solid and make the liquid out of it. But if it just melted by itself, right, it shouldn't be a problem. Without any crushing or squeezing or anything similar to squeezing fruit or stirring or something like that. You didn't do any action to get the liquid out of the solid. It just happened by itself. It just melted by itself. So if the idea is because it looks like crushing fruit, then it has to be done in the way of crushing or something similar. But if the idea is making something new, it doesn't make a difference if the something new came through crushing or just by itself. You just left ice in a glass and it melted and now you have liquid where before you had solid, that's called molded. So those are the two differences. We're machmir to be choshish for both of them. But the ikar is the first one. And therefore, it's also midrabanan to crush ice, right? Whether you're doing it into liquid that already exists or whether you're doing it by itself. It's also usur to let ice melt by itself. We'll see in one second what that means, right? As long as it's not melting into liquid by itself, because then neither of those things are there. If it's melting by itself, then the idea of crushing a solid into a liquid doesn't exist. So the only problem is molded. You're making something new. That only applies if it's from nothing to something. But if it's already some liquid there and you're now, what's it called, it's forming new liquid into liquid that already was there, that's no problem. So what's mutter according to everybody is if it, you don't do anything active to crush the ice or whatever. It melts by itself into another liquid is for sure okay. What's usur according to everybody is if you crush it and you're not into another liquid, you crush it and make the liquid from the solid without any other liquid. That's usur according to every opinion. The thing that would be the argument is either you crush it into another liquid, and that is usur midrabanan because that's the main prohibition, or you let it melt by itself, what's it called, without any other liquid to begin with. That would be only also according to the second reason, and that's a chumrah. So therefore, b'shat ha-tzorech, where there's a need, we're makel to let ice melt by itself, even without another liquid. Where there's another liquid already there, and it's melting into another liquid, it's mutter, no matter what. Okay? To squeeze it, even into another liquid is also midrabanan, and whatever isuri midrabanan mutter will be mutter, but not l'shas ha-tzorech. It's a chumrah to let it melt by itself without another liquid, and that l'shas ha-tzorech is mutter. But l'chatchila, we don't let ice melt by itself. We'll see what that means. Okay. On the other hand, you're allowed to walk on snow or ice, even though inevitably you're going to be squeezing out the water because you don't really care about the water. And as long as you don't care about the water, that you don't want the water per se, that's okay. Therefore, also, you're allowed to chop ice if your intention is not to make liquid out of it. You just want to chop it to get into the glass. Or you want to chop it to separate the ice cubes. Or you want to have chopped ice. You don't want water. If you're chopping it for the liquid, that's also. If you're chopping it, even though there will be liquid, but you're not chopping it for the liquid. You don't care about the liquid. You're chopping it to have chopped ice, that's okay, but it says you shouldn't use an ice chopper, because that's a uvda d'chol. You should use something that's not set aside specifically for chopping ice. Okay. Okay, the same thing goes according to the reason that you're molded, that you're making a solid into a liquid. The same thing would apply not only to ice, but to melt fat, even if there's no bishul. Here we're not talking about there's no yatzel lettuce. It's not hot enough to be bishul. But it's hot enough to melt the fat. Okay, because bishul is a separate problem. Here we're talking, what we're going to speak about now, there's no heat that would be cooking. It's less heat than that. But that would make a difference. Even if it's a little bit of heat, so there's no cooking, but you're melting fat, okay, will be osur, as long as the fat melts by itself. But if the fat melts into food, most of it's absorbed, or into another liquid, that's okay. Or the same thing goes with butter, or anything else, what's it called, that melts from a solid to a liquid state, l'chatchila you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And also, therefore, you can't take frozen orange juice concentrate and chop it or mash it in order to get the liquid, right? Because that looks like, what's it called, taking a solid and squeezing it for its liquid. That's also to do. And here you want the juice, and you want to get the ice, you know, what's it called, the frozen thing made into a liquid from a solid. That's awesome. And you can't even do that inside liquid. You can't even put it into a pitcher of water and then take a knife and scrape it around or whatever, because the isser of squeezing the liquid out of the solid applies even if it's in another liquid. Okay, so that's also.
Drop it in.
Drop it in and let it go by itself. Then there's no problem because you're not doing anything active. And the fact that it's melting by itself is not molded because it's already in water. That's okay. Now, let's consider, it doesn't have to only be squeezing, what, or chopping.
If you just drop it in the water, you can't even stir it.
Right, you can't stir it. Stirring, according to many... It'll take a while, whatever. Right, so, well, after it's liquid, you can stir it. But until it becomes liquefied, stirring also could be considered like crushing. Right? Start or shaking, anything that will make the pressure on the solid to make it a liquid, according to many opinions, is also. There's even an opinion, we don't pass one like this, that you therefore can't pour water on instant coffee, instant tea, drink mixes, because you're taking a solid, and by pouring the water on, you're doing something active to make it into a liquid. But many poskim hold that there's no problem with that. And that's how we really are nohag. You want to be machmer, there's a sheet that holds us osur, and therefore you should put the solid into the liquid and not pour the liquid over the solid and make it into a liquid. But most poskim hold that that's not nothing like crushing or whatever. It's not taking any kind of liquid out of anything. It's liquefying the thing. It's a different metzias complete. That's how we hold anyway. However, when shoves a sugar cube and put it into tea, and you want to then crush the sugar cube to make it liquefy, that would, yes, be a problem. Okay, that should be machmer. Even though there are folks who will say that's also okay. But that's more like squeezing something solid to make it a liquid. Some hold, one second, that it's the only time it's usher to leave ice melt by itself is if you at least do something that causes it to melt. In other words, you put it near a fire, near a heat source. Okay? But if you just leave it out in the what's it called, room temperature, there's no issue with that at all. And you can be somech on
that.
Not really, because you're not taking out the refrigerator, it's just taking away the cold. It's not doing anything to make it melt, right? You took it out of the cold source. So, but putting it near something warm is actively making it melt faster than it would normally do. So, therefore, it's probably mutter to leave a bowl of ice on the table, even though you know it's going to melt, right? First of all, you don't want the water, right? You'd rather the water doesn't get it, you want it to remain ice. Even if you did want the water, right, it's probably not prohibited because you didn't do anything. Some people are machmer to put some water in the bowl, so with a nice ice melt, it melts into the water. But it's not necessary. You can put a regular bowl of ice on the table without any water in it, and since it's not, you're not doing anything to make it melt. You didn't put it near a fire or something to make it melt faster, and that's okay. No, ice is a solid. Yeah, for that. We'll see about making ice. We'll see later. So that's what's it called. Again, there are shittas that are machmir that hold that. You shouldn't let ice melt on the table, right? And you should put water in it to begin with. You want to be machmer, you can be machmer. La halacha, you don't have to do that.
Yeah. If you want to drink with ice and sprinkle the drink and then put the ice in?
If you're going to put the water in immediately, right, then it doesn't make a difference which one you put in. If you're going to leave it, the ice in the glass for a while until you get to the drinks, it'd be better to put the ice into the drink than put the water over the ice. But Lamaisa, that's only according to this sheet, that leaving ice in a glass to melt by itself is also, right? Again, halacha-wise, there's no problem with that. So you can put ice in people's glasses, even though they're not going to be drinking it for a while, and there's definitely going to be some, what's it called, liquid in there. It doesn't make it. It's not a problem. If you want to be machmer, then better to put a little liquid first in the glass and then put the ice in. To make ice on Shabbos, which is the opposite, taking a liquid, making a solid. Some people hold that's also molded, and therefore, lechatchila, we don't make ice on Shabbos, but any tzorech, your gas or whatever, you couldn't make ice before, you're allowed to make ice. Using ice makers on Shabbos is a problem because as you take out ice, it makes the thing work, right? It goes to a certain point. When you take out ice, it starts working again. They shouldn't use automatic ice makers on Shabbos, but to make ice, you know, what's it called? By putting some water in the freezer, if there's a tzorech, you're allowed to do it. The chatchili, you shouldn't. But any tzorech, you're allowed to. Okay, the next thing is squeezing hair. You can't shampoo your hair, or if you have wet hair, to squeeze it, squeeze the water out, or oil or soap or anything like that. And therefore, you are allowed, though, to, if your hair is wet, to, you're even allowed to wet your hair as long as you don't squeeze out the water. And to pack down a towel to absorb the water, that's mutter. But the minig, therefore, is not to even take a cold shower or bath on Shabbos, because of the fear of squeezing out water from the hair on your body. Only the tzorech mitzvah, like a mikveh or whatever like that, we matter to go into a cold mikveh on Shabbos. Otherwise, taking a cold shower, a cold bath, is a minig, not really proper. But since it's only a minig and a shas of tzorech, there are heterim for taking a cold shower or cold bath on Shabbos, as long as you're careful not to squeeze out the water from your hair, or to do any other things that aren't allowed, like using soap or whatever. Solid soap or whatever. Toothbrushes. You can't brush your teeth not with toothpaste, because that's a separate isser, but even without toothpaste. To wet a toothbrush, the bristles on the toothbrush are very close, and it's considered squeezing out the water from the toothbrush by putting the pressure on the brush with your teeth. So you can't wet a toothbrush and brush your teeth, even without toothpaste. Or you can't also put toothpaste, liquid toothpaste, on a toothbrush and brush your teeth. What you can do is use a dry toothbrush, right, and put the water in your mouth and on your teeth, or put the toothpaste on your teeth, the liquid toothpaste, and then brush with a dry brush, because then the brush doesn't absorb the thing, it's just used for brushing. But if the brush is going to absorb it, and then it's going to be squeezed out of the brush, that's also awesome. Okay.